Willkommen in der Show Ziele erreichen und den Erfolg steigern mit Rouge-Strategien. Präsentiert vom Rouge Verlag. Hier ist Verleger und Erfolgsexperte Alex S. Rouge.
Hallo, hier ist Alex Rouge. Diese Folge meiner Show ist ein wenig anders als üblich. Ich bin weiterhin beim Rouge-Kongress 2015 in einem improvisierten Tonstudio und mein Interviewgast ist Frau Dr. Renee Moore aus Amerika. Und das Außergewöhnliche heute ist, dass wir dieses Interview einmal nicht auf Deutsch führen, sondern auf Englisch. Auch auf der Bühne hat sie Englisch gesprochen. Sie ist eine außergewöhnliche Frau, hat sehr viel Energie, hat sehr viel Charme und ist auch sehr geschäftstüchtig. Hallo, Frau Dr. Moore.
Good morning.
Wie geht es Ihnen?
Mir geht es sehr gut. Okay, ich kann auch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen.
Nicht nur ein bisschen, aber Sie sprechen lieber Englisch.
Ich spreche lieber Englisch für diese Interview. Danke, Alex.
Alright, so we go into English, because I can also speak English, of course, since I spend a lot of time in California, but of course with a Swiss accent.
Ah, kein Problem.
So you started a business when you were pretty young.
I did. I started my first business in Germany. I moved from Texas, Austin, Texas, to Germany I was 32. Yeah, that's a good question. I received my doctorate in neuroscience in Texas, and then I was the deal closer for a major pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
And I got hired to come to Germany to set up the operations for the competition when I was 32. Yeah, and I decided after being in Germany about 18 months to start my first GmbH, my first company, as an American woman living in Germany.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was kind of crazy because at that time I didn't even speak the language. Today it's a little bit better, but I set up my first pharmaceutical development company as a GmbH in Germany.
And what happened?
It was fantastic. From there...
Was it easy to start or was it difficult?
Oh, it was very difficult.
Challenging.
It was very challenging, yes. Just like, you know, I think it takes a lot of guts, so we say in English, to start a company anyway. But to start one in a foreign country with all of the bureaucracy in Germany...
Oh, yeah, especially in Germany, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a lot easier in Switzerland.
Absolutely. So I started the company in Germany and then it was hugely successful. And I, the next year, started my second company in India and my third company in Argentina.
At the same time or?
Yep. One after the other. And then I set up my, it was hugely successful. So I had to set up a company in Switzerland, a Swiss holding company.
Huh.
Smart, right?
Yeah.
And then from there it grew and I grew it to 10 companies in 9 different countries throughout Europe, wow. Latin America, and Asia.
Wow. And you worked 28 hours a week?
I did. No, 28 hours a day. I was traveling. It was crazy. I didn't think about the fact that having companies in all of those countries meant I needed to be on the ground in every country every few weeks. So it was hugely successful, and I grew it over the next 5 years. And when I sold it at age 40, it was valued at 3 million euros when I sold it.
Wow.
It was exactly the right thing to do at the right time. And
then you didn't want to retire.
I didn't want to retire. No, exactly. So I decided really what my zone of genius is starting companies and growing them in record time. So now I dedicate my time to helping European small business owners grow hugely successful companies by giving them the strategy and the systems to do that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun. It's really what speaks to my heart.
That's really great because I see it often that entrepreneurs, highly successful entrepreneurs, sell their business for a few million and then they don't want to retire because it's just too much fun to work, to have a business, to build a business, to grow a business.
It is. And what I get to do every day is grow other people's businesses and watch the success, their success unfold.
A few minutes ago, you just looked at the catalog of Rush Publishing.
Yeah.
And you saw some of our most famous authors. And what do you think of that?
I love all of the products that you have. You know, Alex, what you're doing for people is you're really putting in their hands the systems and the books and the audiobooks and the products to help people be successful in Europe. So I want to first of all congratulate you. I think it's exciting what you have.
Thanks.
And I especially noticed today an audiobook that influenced my life in a very big way.
Yeah.
And that's the T. Harv Eker book, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind.
In German, it's called So Denken Millionäre.
Yeah, genau.
Yeah, genau.
And that book literally changed my life.
It did?
Yeah, and it was part of the success story that I just told you, Alex, yeah. Because, like I said, I moved over here and I worked in Germany for 18 months and then I quit my job and I was unemployed and thinking what to do. I was thinking about starting my business, but I hadn't yet started my business. And I came across this book from T. Harv Eker and I read it and I realized that there were some things that I could do to change my life.
Wow.
Yeah, just by using the principles. So I discovered when reading that book that I had a money mindset issue that was preventing money from coming into my life.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people have that. And before we continue, we will listen to, bevor wir weitermachen, werden wir uns jetzt mal kurz einen Ausschnitt aus dem Hörbuch So denken Millionäre von T. Harv Eker anhören.
Wenn Sie Wohlstand und Reichtum erlangen wollen, dann ist eine der unbedingten Voraussetzungen hierfür, dass Sie davon ausgehen, dass Sie das Schiff Ihres Lebens selbst steuern, insbesondere Ihres finanziellen Lebens. Mit anderen Worten, Sie müssen unbedingt begreifen, dass Sie Ihr Leben selbst in der Hand haben. Wenn Sie das nicht glauben, dann gehen Sie notwendigerweise davon aus, dass Sie nur wenig oder gar keine Kontrolle über Ihr Leben haben. Daher haben Sie dann auch nur wenig oder gar keine Kontrolle über Ihren finanziellen Erfolg. Das ist natürlich keine dem Reichtum förderliche Einstellung. Ist Ihnen jemals aufgefallen, dass es für gewöhnlich die armen Menschen sind, die ein Vermögen ausgeben, um in der Lotterie zu spielen? Sie glauben doch tatsächlich, dass Sie zu Reichtum gelangen, indem jemand Ihren Namen aus einem Hut zieht. Sie verbringen den Samstagabend vor dem Fernseher und schauen sich ganz aufgeregt die Ziehung der Lottozahlen an, um herauszufinden, ob Ihnen diese Woche Reichtum beschieden sein wird. Sicher, jeder möchte in der Lotterie gewinnen und sogar reiche Menschen spielen, ab und zu, aus Spaß. Doch erstens geben Sie nicht Ihr halbes Gehalt für Lottoscheine aus und zweitens ist es nicht Ihre Hauptstrategie, im Lotto zu gewinnen und so reich zu werden. Sie müssen fest davon ausgehen, dass Sie selbst es sind, der Ihren Erfolg hervorbringt. Sie müssen glauben, dass Sie selbst Ihre Mittelmäßigkeit und Ihren Kampf um Geld und Erfolg verursachen. Bewusst oder unbewusst, Sie stehen immer am Steuer. Anstatt Verantwortung für das zu übernehmen, was in ihrem Leben geschieht, spielen arme Menschen immer die Rolle des Opfers. Opfer beherrscht meist der Gedanke, ich armes Geschöpf. Und schwuppdiwupp sorgt das Gesetz der Intention dafür, dass dies eintritt. Sie werden arm. Achten Sie darauf, dass ich sagte, dass Sie die Rolle des Opfers spielen. Ich sagte nicht, dass Sie tatsächlich Opfer sind. Ich glaube nicht, dass irgendjemand ein Opfer ist. Ich glaube, dass Menschen die Opferhaltung annehmen, weil sie der Auffassung sind, dadurch etwas zu bekommen. Wir werden diesen Punkt in Kürze noch näher ausführen. Nachdem ich das vorausgeschickt habe, bleibt die Frage, woran erkennt man, ob ein Mensch die Opferrolle lediglich spielt? Solche Menschen hinterlassen für gewöhnlich drei ganz offensichtliche Hinweise. Bevor wir nun über diese Hinweise sprechen, möchte ich, dass Sie sich darüber im Klaren sind, dass ich natürlich vollkommen verstehe, dass keine der hier beschriebenen Lebensweisen irgendetwas mit einem Hörer dieses Hörbuches zu tun hat. Doch vielleicht, nur vielleicht, kennen Sie jemanden, der sich darin wiedererkennen könnte. Und vielleicht, nur vielleicht, kennen Sie diese Person sehr genau. Wie auch immer, ich schlage vor, dass Sie in diesem Kapitel gut aufpassen.
We're back. So you had a mindset issue.
Genau. So I grew up in an extremely poor family in Texas. In fact, we didn't even have enough money to buy food at times. We didn't have enough to eat. Yeah, it was really
That's tough.
Yeah. And
it was deeply in you that you have no money.
Exactly.
And you couldn't really attract money.
I couldn't attract money, no. And I also thought having too much money was a bad thing because I grew up learning that money is the root of all evil or that money somehow changes you to be a bad person. I heard this when I was a small child and that was deeply in my mindset.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that until I was an adult. And when I read T. Harv Eker's book, it became clear to me that what we think is our reality. Our mindset is our reality.
Oh, yeah. It's so important. And even people who make a lot of money, oftentimes they just spend the money and even more. Like you probably made good money when you work for that pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
And you probably spend it all.
Absolutely. I didn't know how to keep it in my life. And reading T. Harv Eker's book helped me to change my mindset where I could step by step change my life. So I started working through T. Harv Eker's book. I realized how millionaires think. And I realized that I had it in me to think like a millionaire too. And you know what, Alex? Within a 1 month period of time after reading T. Harv Eker's book, I signed my first almost 1 million euro contract.
Wow.
So that book was a life-changing book.
Wow. It's great. I mean, it just shows the power of a great book or a great audiobook.
Absolutely. Of course, the people have to take action, which is what I want to encourage your readers to do. Yeah. But I love what you're doing because you're putting the tools, the best tools in the hands of your community to help them make a change. So that's fantastic. I know so many people that I will refer the T. Harv Eker book to since it's now you have it in German. So it's really great.
Yeah, it's really very convenient because some people tell me that they listen to it 5 times or 10 times. So it really captures the mind.
Absolutely. The more you listen to it, the more you hear the strategies and the more you can implement them. So it's definitely a book that people should listen to over and over and over again.
That's really a very good advice. Yeah, also, it's a very good encouragement for people to actually do it, not just listen to it once, but listen to it 5 times, 10 times, especially the very important audiobooks. And that's a good thing about an audiobook because people travel in their car and they can just listen to it. It's not like reading a book where you probably don't have time to read it 5 times.
Yeah, especially today, right? An audiobook is absolutely the perfect solution.
Especially when it's done in a good quality. And you heard the German actor that we're using.
Super. It's really, really good. So congratulations for bringing that. And I just want to encourage your listeners, Alex, to take action with the T. Harv Eker book, to get the T. Harv Eker audiobook, listen to it, but implement what they learn because it absolutely is a life-changing book.
I also wanted to talk a little bit about you, about your content, and I really liked the title of your speech here. It was called Go Big or Go Home. Something that I also had to apply here at my company at Rush Publishing. When I started my company in 1994, I realized I can't just have 1 audiobook or 2 audiobooks or 5 audiobooks because the cost of acquisition of a new customer is very high. And so I need to have 100 or 200 audiobooks to really make it worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. You are definitely an example of going big. I love that about you. Yeah. So the concept for me is what I see in Europe is that a lot of people think small and stay small. And it goes into this mindset of staying small and staying safe. We perceive that if we stay small, we're safe.
Yeah, I can see that also with a lot of our customers and clients, they just have 1 employee or 0 employees because they are afraid to hire people because they think they will not be good.
Yeah. And I can tell you, Alex, I hired 52 employees in 9 different countries around the world. And there is a strategy, as you know, of hiring the right people.
Yeah.
It's about setting up your company to be attractive to find the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's important to get the structure that you need so that you can go big. You need employees. There's a certain critical point where you realize that you do need to have employees and good help in order to go bigger with the thing that is your zone of genius.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it just has to be done. People just need to have the courage to hire people. They need to have the skills to hire people, also the skills to manage people.
Yeah. And positioning. Positioning, what I always say is positioning your company and yourself to attract the right people. You have to attract the right people, hire them, and if they don't work, you have to have a really good process for letting them go very early in the process.
Pretty soon we have to go on stage.
Yeah, okay.
And so I just wanted to ask you, what is the best advice you can give to our listeners?
The best advice I have for your listeners is take advantage of the opportunity to keep going forward in your life, to keep improving in your life. Every single one of you out there has a special purpose in this life, something that you're supposed to do, and you owe it to yourself to uncover it, to discover it, and to act upon it. And many times you need support acting upon it so that you can be your biggest self in your life. And that support is available with many of Alex's products, but sometimes you also need a mentor. So I would recommend doing whatever it takes. Get the products, get the systems, get the support to be able to do what you need to do in your life. And I want to thank Alex today for having me here, and I want to thank you for what you're doing to change so many people's lives, Alex.
Thanks a lot, Renee. And I have one final question. Where can people find you online?
www.reneemoore.com. R-E-N-E-E-M-O-O-R-E.com.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alex. It was great being here with you today.
Hier ist nochmals Alex Rouge, 16 Monate später in Kalifornien. Es hat ein wenig gedauert, bis diese Folge hier an der Reihe war. Ich habe zunächst auch etwas gezögert, es auf Englisch zu veröffentlichen. Aber ich denke, die meisten unserer Kunden verstehen Englisch, zumindest ein wenig Englisch. Und ich fand es wirklich sehr spannend, was Frau Dr. Moore gemacht hat und auch, wie es dazu kam. Am Schluss hatte ihre Firma einen Wert von 3 Millionen Euro. Und alles hat gestartet mit der Inspiration durch T. Harv Eker. Das Hörbuch So denken Millionäre von T. Harv Eker ist übrigens im Rouge Verlag erschienen, wie auch andere Millionen-Bestseller. Hier eine Info dazu.
Die großartigen Weiterbildungsprodukte des Rouge Verlages, darunter über 20 Hörbücher, die auf Büchern mit Millionenauflagen beruhen, finden Sie unter www.rougeverlag.com.
Das Ziel von dieser Audioshow ist natürlich auch, möglichst viele Menschen zu größeren Erfolgen zu führen, sie zu inspirieren. Und ich möchte natürlich noch mehr Menschen erreichen. Daher meine Bitte an Sie.
Bitte empfehlen Sie diese Show gleich jetzt an 2 Freunde oder Geschäftspartner weiter. Unter www.ziele-show.com finden Sie das benutzerfreundliche Empfehlungsformular.
Viele sind auch noch etwas skeptisch, wenn sie die Rouge-Filmgruppe noch nicht kennen, wenn sie noch nie gesehen haben, wie hoch die Qualität ist. Und deshalb gibt es bei uns auch sehr attraktive Gratis-Angebote. Unter anderem das folgende.
Sehr interessant sind auch die Gratis-Weiterbildungsmedien, die Alex S. Rouge für Sie unter www.alexrouge.com/Erfolg zusammengestellt hat. Audios, Videos und PDF-Dokumente, die Sie erfolgreicher machen. Nochmals die Domain www.alexrouge.com/Erfolg.
Damit Sie diese Audioshow regelmäßig anhören können, wäre es natürlich eine gute Idee, Sie zu abonnieren. Daher die folgende Frage.
Haben Sie diese Show schon abonniert? Wenn nicht, tun Sie es gleich auf iTunes oder unter www.ziele-show.com. Das Abo ist gratis und macht Sie definitiv erfolgreicher.
Und damit sind wir am Schluss von dieser Folge unserer Audioshow. Das nächste Mal ist dann natürlich alles wieder auf Deutsch. Ich wünsche Ihnen jetzt noch sonnige Grüße aus Kalifornien. Ihr Alex S. Rouge.